This is Radio Nepal. I am Sri Zanabastala with the news, the headlines first. Prime Minister KP Sharma only leaving for China visit beginning August 30 to attend Shanghai Cooperation Organization SCO Summit. Communications Minister Gurung says Nepal's Lipulekh Limpiadhura border issue will be discussed during Prime Minister's China visit. Government calls social media operators for listing, giving 7-day deadline to make them responsible and accountable. And thousands evacuated as exceptionally high flooding devastates parts of Pakistan's Punjab. Now the news in detail. Prime Minister KP Sharma Oli is visiting China from coming August 30 to the 3rd of September at the cordial invitation of Chinese President Xi Jinping. The Ministry of Foreign Affairs in a press release yesterday stated that the Prime Minister has been invited to attend the Shanghai Cooperation Organization SCO Summit 2025 and the commemoration of the 80th anniversary of the victory of the Chinese People's War of Resistance against Japanese aggression and the World Anti-Fascist War. The Prime Minister will be accompanied by his spouse Radhika Shakya. During the visit, Prime Minister Oli is scheduled to meet with President Xi in Tianjin. He will also address the SCO Plus Summit in Tianjin on the 1st of September. On the sidelines of SCO Summit, the Prime Minister will meet some world leaders attending the summit. The entourage of the Prime Minister will comprise Education Minister Raghuji Pant, Tourism Minister Badri Prasad Pandey, MP Purna Bahadur Kharga and Chabilal Biswakarma, Prime Minister's Economic and Development Advisor Dr. Yuvraj Khatiwada and high-ranking government officials. The Prime Minister and his delegation will return to Kathmandu on the 3rd of September. Meanwhile, Communications Minister Prithvi Subba Gurung has said that Nepal's Lipulekh Limpiadhura border issue will be discussed during Prime Minister KP Sharma Oli's China visit. Minister Gurung made the remark in response to queries from media persons during a press conference organized at Singhadarbar yesterday to make the decisions of the cabinet meeting public. Communications Minister Gurung, who is also the government spokesperson, said that preparations are underway to express opposition to the agreement between China and India regarding the use of Nepal's Lipulekh border crossing during the meeting. Meanwhile, the Council of Ministers meeting held on Monday has decided to issue a public call for listing within a 7-day deadline to make social media operators responsible and accountable. Birganj Metropolitan City has decided to extend the school closure in view of the cholera outbreak. Chief of Education Division at Metropolis Anand Lami Chane informed that the schools will remain closed till Friday in a bid to contain cholera spread. The local level has further requested the teachers and employees at schools to form teams and mobilize in the community to spread public awareness against cholera. Earlier, the schools were closed for Sunday and Monday. Cholera outbreak was first witnessed around the 20th of August in Birganj. National Assembly Chair Narayan Prasad Dahal has stressed on the importance of implementing an integrity policy in politics. The Upper House Chair made the remark while addressing a discussion on the study report on the National Integrity Policy. Organized in Kathmandu yesterday by Development Economic Affairs and Good Governance Committee under the National Assembly. He emphasized that under the current circumstances where moral values have not been applied in the politics, everyone's attention should be directed towards establishing it. Ishwari Devi Neopane has been elected unopposed as the president of the State Affairs and Good Governance Committee under the House of Representatives. Neopane, who represents the Nepali Congress NC in the lower house under the proportional representation system, was the sole candidate for the post. Her nomination was announced during a committee meeting held yesterday under the chairmanship of its senior most member Sarbendranath Shukla. The position had turned vacant following the resignation of the chair of the committee, Ram Hari Khatiwada, of the Nepali Congress. Nepani's candidacy was backed by CPN UML lawmaker Krishna Gopal Shrestha. She took the oath of office and secrecy before Speaker Devraj Khimire later yesterday at the Singhadarbar-based Federal Parliament Secretariat. The government has released a total amount of 754.93 million rupees to provide subsidy for sugarcane farmers. According to the Ministry of Agriculture and Livestock Development, the Ministry of Finance has released the subsidy payment which will be transferred to the beneficiaries' account through the district-based treasury and financial controller offices. U.S. Ambassador to Nepal Dean R. Thompson paid a courtesy call on Minister for Industry, Commerce and Supplies Damodar Bhandari. During the meeting held at the ministry yesterday, matters related to bilateral relations including trade and commerce were discussed. Minister Bhandari and Ambassador Thompson also shared their views on continuing discussions and contacts between the ministry and the embassy on issues related to trade and investment promotion between the two countries. The U.S. Embassy in Nepal has handed over modern equipment and the software used for DNA test and drug test to the Nepal Police Central Forensic Science Laboratory. Amidst a program held at the Nepal Police Central Forensic Science Laboratory, Samakhusi, Kathmandu, yesterday, the U.S. Embassy handed over the technology. On the occasion, Inspector General of Police Deepak Thapa said the modern instruments and technologies handed over would enhance the capacity of the Central Forensic Science Lab and thereby delivering reliable lab test services in a prompt manner. Also speaking at the program, U.S. Ambassador to Nepal Dean R. Thompson expressed his hope that the modern technology handed over would enhance the capacity of the Central Forensic Lab of the Nepal Police and also make crucial contribution to identify the disappeared persons. The Nepal Rashtra Bank has made arrangements for Indian nationals to bring an equivalent of $5,000 in Indian currency during their visit to Nepal. The central bank has issued a public notice allowing Nepali or foreign citizens to bring foreign currency up to $5,000 in cash. The federal government, through the budget for the current fiscal year, has made it possible for travelers entering Nepal by air or land to bring foreign currency or traveler's check equivalent to $5,000 that will be exchangeable in Nepal. With this new policy, tourism business in the border areas is expected to exceed further. You are listening to Radio Nepal's 8 a.m. English News Bulletin. Now on to an international news update. Some 200,000 people have been evacuated as floods devastate parts of Pakistan's Punjab province. According to the BBC, rescuers carried residents to safety in boats after disaster authorities warned of exceptionally high floods along the Ravi, Sutlej and Chenab rivers. The country's National Disaster Management Authority, NDMA, has warned people in affected areas to stay away from rivers, drains and low-lying zones. Prime Minister Shehbaz Sharif said the federal government would fully cooperate with regional authorities to avert the risk of flooding, particularly in the urban areas of Gujarat, Sialkot and Lahore, known as Pakistan's second most populous city. According to disaster authorities in Pakistan, Wednesday flooding follows a warning from India that it would release water from major upstream dams. Both countries have suffered intense rainfall in recent weeks, with monsoon rains killing more than 800 people in Pakistan since June. On Tuesday, a landslide on the route to the popular Hindu shrine Vaishno Devi killed at least 30 people in Indian-administered Kashmir. Now, the general weather forecast for the country today. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to be generally cloudy in Bagmati, Gandaki, Lumbini and Sudar Paschim province, along with the hilly regions of the country, and partly cloudy in the rest of the parts of the country. Moderate rain is likely to occur at some places of Bagmati, Gandaki, Lumbini and Sudur Paschim province, along with the hilly regions of the country and at a few places of rest of the parts of the country. There are chances of heavy rainfall at one or two places in the hilly region of Karnali and Sudur Paschim province and at the Tarai region of Lumbini province. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin from Radio Nepal for this hour. Before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder for the headlines once more. Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli leaving for China visit beginning August 30 to attend Shanghai Cooperation Organization SCO Summit. Communications Minister Gurung says Nepal's Dipu Lake Limpia Dhura border issue will be discussed during Prime Minister's China visit. Government calls social media operators for listing, giving 7-day deadline to make them responsible and accountable. And thousands evacuated as exceptionally high flooding devastates parts of Pakistan's Punjab. This is all we have for this bulletin. Our next bulletin in English will be at 2 in the afternoon. You can listen to us online on our website, radionepalonline.com and our mobile app. For more news and information, keep listening to Radio Nepal. Have a good day.